Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Earful in the Emerald City. You guys are listening right now. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Appreciate you being here.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, and glad things are still going and we're still doing this thing. We're about a week since the election here that, dare do I say, has shocked the world.
Yeah, it was a good come from behind victory. I didn't see it.
I tell you, it was definitely one for the Gipper, that's for sure. Donald Trump is now our president-elect, and
Simpsons did it.
Somehow the world has not come to an abrupt end here.
He doesn't get in until January 20th.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So we got some time.
Yeah, yeah. We do have some time. Some chaos could ensue, and things could happen. It could spiral out of control. But now, before we go any further here, though, I just want to come clean here. Okay, I have to say that I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, wait, what for?
If you'd listened to the show before, you know, we predicted last week that a Hillary Clinton victory, you know.
We were bummed about a Hillary Clinton victory because I was preparing for war. I was like, we're going to have to fight.
We were bummed. And the reason that I'm ashamed is, you know, because I didn't trust my gut instinct.
Okay.
You know? I mean, we had spoke about the Trump rally in Everett that we attended.
Yeah.
And the most obvious sign for me that Trump was onto something was all the hot Asian chicks that were supporting him going in to the event.
That's what it was?
I should have known. If the most privileged class out there right now is putting their full support behind this man, there was no way he could have lost. I mean, they were so hot.
They were very attractive women.
They were so hot.
That's what you were going to shoot. You'd be like, I should listen to my dick. It's the one time my dick was right. Every other time.
That's where the dick is very close to the gut. Marcus, okay. Your dick is very close to the gut.
I don't hate your... I kind of hate you for that.
I'm ashamed of myself. I got to work with what
you
I know
for
best.
I hate you right now. Because I get... God, you're a dick. You're like, I should listen to him. I told you the guy is right.
They're on top of their shit, man. Okay. They are on top of things right now.
I mean, I didn't go to anything with Bernie. I don't think he actually came to Washington, right?
He did one at Safeco, and it was pretty good attendance.
Oh, yeah, he did do Safeco. I was downtown, but I wasn't.
It was better than any Hillary Clinton event.
That is very true.
Is for sure.
We never went to that. I don't know how many people that were attractive were attending his rally to make a value judgment on.
That's true.
But I get what you're saying.
How insane, though, man. I mean, literally nobody even
was she ever
gave
behind?
Us a shot. She said recently that she was, but and apparently it was right. But what happened to all these people who are like, oh, there's a 7% chance of Donald Trump winning? 7%?
Oh, the low percent. Well, that was the polling thing, and that became a weird topic of contention where everyone was like, the polls are done. And I was like, yeah. I worked the Paul Graves thing, and I mean, we were just walking around, knocking on people's doors, just seeing how they were leaning as far as the decision, but not asking them their actual, like, what are you going to vote for? So, I mean, it seemed kind of nonchalant. Mm-hmm. It's not like the polling super accurate. We were like, you were using like really cool technology or like hitting buttons and shit. But I mean, it's still like, my wife's not here, but she leans the same way too. So we're like, okay.
Well, no, it's the opposite. It's the wife who's answering the phone,
right? And she said, we had like guys at home.
We're with her. Isn't that right, Chris?
Oh yeah, sure, sweetheart.
Whatever. Just have the phone.
That's
what it was. And so you had all these people who again weren't talking about it either.
Right. Well, you go in your own little booth. You buy your goddamn cell, or yeah. you get it mailed to your house. You just sit, go in your office, close the door. You stare at it for a while. You take a couple deep breaths. Take a couple swigs out of your Bud Light. Mm-hmm. You stare out the window. You look at your dead crops. You're sitting at your factories. You're upstairs in your factory, looking out at all of your non-made cell phones. And you're like, man, we could be making some right now. But instead, you got a bunch of people like, I gotta make an app for it. It's like, how do you make the phone? I don't know. Some Chinese place makes it. Fucking hate NAFTA. Okay, this is what I'm saying. I feel like afterwards, this is my confession. I would have been voting for Trump if not for Pence. Mm-hmm. That guy still terrifies the ever-loving fuck out of me.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, I know. I can't believe with how stacked the deck was against him that he still pulled this off. I mean, in my opinion, this election has been a victory for nothing else for democracy and free speech and people to be open. You know, I mean, think of how many people were against him. I mean, the mainstream media was against him.
What do you mean mainstream? You're talking about like Comedy Central and...
Yeah, all
the Daily Show media. And
the Wall Street. Wall Street was in her pocket. She's doing meetings with Goldman Sachs, getting huge paydays. They're all with her. I mean, the current administration, they're out there lobbying. Michelle Obama is shaken to the core.
Yeah, but your same party, I'm going to support my same party.
The fucking Saudis? I mean, they wrote her a $25 million check.
You got to get the oil money in there, man. America runs on oil.
And he still won. It's insane to me.
It's inspiring to show that the super delegates in the electoral college it's weird about the electoral college lately because everyone's bitching about it, and then I'm like, yeah, but Trump mentioned that in 2015.
Yeah, but it's got its place though, man. I mean, you don't want California, Texas, Florida, and New York running all policy in this country. Well, that's what it'll end up being.
Have you seen the map, the one that's going around about, like, it's basically it's trying to explain how the electoral college goes. And it's like, but it was put in place because of population. Mm-hmm. We're not spread out. The honest way to adjust the electoral college, it goes by your population. So if you have a lot of people there, that's what happens. So if everybody's moving to California and California's 55 votes, like, yeah, no shit. There's a lot of people there. So it's like, if you give that much of a shit and you're like, I love California so much, it's like, no, fucking move. If you're so mad about blue California not having enough of a say in red fucking Florida, move to fucking red fucking Florida and go teach some of those kids about a goddamn equality. Like, don't make fun of little Jethro because he feels like he wants to have a purse today. That's not right. Just because your hick dad over there fighting gators thinks that it's not right. Like, go move there and fix those places if you really care that much. But I still don't think that there's that many red people. I think there was that many people who voted red, but I don't think there's that many people who are red. They were just like, I'm tired of...
Well, and a lot of people probably would have voted Democratic, just said, fuck it, I'm not even gonna...
Yeah.
I don't even want to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happens when you don't put up a decent candidate. You just... People are gonna say, fuck it.
I think he had the same amount of people voting for him as the last two Republican candidates.
I think so, yeah.
Like, it's not like
he picked up some people from certain categories.
From the other side that last time voted for Obama.
Well, and again, one of the big victories in this one, in my opinion, I mean, other people will say the complete opposite of this, especially Hillary supporters, but I think this election was a victory for women. I mean, they kind of made the difference on this
one.
They
super made, it was weird,
they
right?
They made the difference on this one. I mean, 53% of white women voted for him, again, as opposed to, I think it was 44 for her. So, I mean, that's a huge advantage right there.
Yeah.
And, I mean... I'm just saying,
Michelle Obama and Elizabeth Warren 2020.
Well, but they were touting, they couldn't help the cause though. You know, they couldn't move the needle, unfortunately.
That's because
I think that shows that these women aren't just, you know, she looks like me, I guess. They're actually thinking critically about these issues.
So that means you were wrong. Admit it, Aaron. Admit it that you judged women and you thought they'd all vote for the ladies.
I still will say that probably half of the people that voted for Hillary did so just because she's a woman, in my opinion. I mean, again, that's...
Oh, the ones that still voted for her were still only because it was a her.
That. I'd say close to half of them voted for her just because she's a woman. And that's the thing. And you got all these people with the argument, oh, Hillary didn't win because she's a woman. Hillary didn't win because sexism. Hillary didn't win because misogyny.
That one pisses
misogyny,
me off.
Misogyny, half the people voted for her just because she had a uterus. How's that misogynistic? 53%
voting for her is... Wait, what are you arguing? Because voting for her, you...
If you vote for somebody just because they're a woman, how are you a misogynist? How's that misogynistic?
No, I thought they were saying if you're not voting for her, you're being misogynist, I thought.
Well, I'm sure that's how they felt too, but you know what? Unfortunately, you don't get to tell me why I'm going to vote for somebody or how I should feel about voting for somebody. I get to choose that on my own.
You're getting super personal about your vote.
Well, I just
did people tell you to vote for her because she was a woman?
No, I just...
I never got that from anyone. Just, I did understand that there were people voting for her. Yeah, there were people voting for her because she was a woman, but I mean, like, they're like, I want to see a lady in there, like... My problem was that if you ask them anything more than what is their policies that you like the most, they couldn't really give you anything outside of that. And you're like, that's terrifying that you're making your decision solely based off of that.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of uninformed people, though.
And listen, there's a lot of men who are going to vote for the guy, too. Okay? Probably 30%.
You think? I don't think so.
30?
No.
I think there's a certain portion. You can't say that there's not at least a certain portion. Is it 20%? Is it 30%? Who knows?
I don't think so. I feel like guys don't do the... I don't think that women who voted for her because she was a girl weren't doing it out of a good place. I feel like they were just running off of emotions. Mm-hmm. So they were like, yeah, let's get a lady in president. My daughter's going to have the dream to become president someday. That's what they were going for, I'm assuming. I don't think there was a guy going like, I don't think it was like, what does she do? I think more guys were like, yeah, but what does she do, though? And then at some points, I feel like Trump is better at talking to people because he's got lots of time to us. So I think any guy was going to say like, yeah, I get.
Yeah. Well, if you actually watch some of his speeches, like, again, the mainstream media, they don't really show you his speeches, especially the better ones. But he's not a terrible talker, you know. He's not awful. He has his off the cuff moments where he blows it.
It's his choice of verbiage.
Yeah, and his tone at times.
What's the repeating? For the next 4 years, we're gonna have a very interesting presidential. Republicans aren't good at public speakers. The best one was Herbert Walker.
Yeah,
he was an okay Bush.
Reagan, you know, he wasn't too bad. You got to give him some credit, but he wasn't really a regular Republican either. So, just kind of like Mr. Trump, actually, kind of like Mr. Trump.
That's terrifying.
It is very terrifying, but
politically terrifying. But I don't think that he thinks that way. I still feel like he didn't expect to win this. I feel like he still might be doing a little bit of what he said in his, what is it, 94 or whatever the hell. I'd run as a Republican if I'd run because I think it's easier to convince them.
Yeah.
I think he said the stuff he needed to, because he knew, I know what I need to say to get them to vote for me. He was supposed to run in 08, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Or 2012. I feel like he was just like, I think I got enough, it's going to be huge. I know what I'm going to have to say. I know how I'm going to get them to swing their votes for me in this next election. I'm going to run. And that's how he announced it. And then Melania put her clothes on. I'm so glad that's
how
my...
How dare you? How dare you slut shame our soon to be first lady like that?
I was really worried that after Michelle left the Oval Office that I was going to not be able to jerk off to the first lady anymore. Like, there's nothing wrong with Bill, you know, if you're okay, you know.
Oh, that was another thing that lady said. She was talking about, you know, she just did that. She did the naked photos of Melania, whatever. Yeah. And then she was talking about Michelle Obama. She's like, people give her crap for showing her arms. I was like, people give her crap for that? People,
yeah.
I hear people talking all the time about how fit, how good looking she is.
No, people give her crap about her arms.
What? Who are these people?
No, people give her crap about it anytime she shows too much skin.
She's a very fit lady.
She's Serena-y.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that's you know what that is? Healthy. That's a healthy look there that she's got going.
I think her last name, they probably wanted her in a harab or something. They were like, your last name's Obama. Where's your thing that I always see people that are Muslim with? I was like, they're not Muslim, man.
Okay, so before we move on from this, I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the women voting here.
Yeah.
I got some more statistics here. 95% of black women voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
How do you interpret that? When you see a number like that, what do you think?
That was totally them going, one, she's got a vagina, and two, she's not hit Trump because he wants to grab my vagina.
So they're afraid of their vaginas being assaulted.
That is a rapey looking white guy. Or I have to vote for this bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna vote for this bitch. Who's these third party people? I don't know anyone. Oh, you got a crazy white lady who goes and like yells and stuff. I don't need all that yelling. And then you got this other goofy looking white guy who likes to do. I'm not voting for him either. I'm voting for her. There, that's the explanation.
That's crazy. See, because it's like where should the numbers line up? I mean,
it's not gonna be one. That's stupid that America goes by like look at the races for voting. It should just be like put you in a party. Like I don't give a fuck who you are, or what party are you? Just pick one of these seven parties. There, I don't think the breakdown. That's how they get everyone all excited and riled up. I feel is like they're breaking the like. Why do you give a fuck? Yeah. Are they leak? Are they American? Are you just like? Are you American? Yes. Do you have a social security? You give me the last four. Yeah. What state are you in? Here. What county are you in? Here goes your options for voting. Boom. Oh no. What's your party? And then what's your options for voting? Then boom or something like that. But like, yeah, like that's a weird like. It just starts making people like going like, well, why aren't you voting in it? Because I was like, does it have a sex poll? Like, it was like, you know, 72% of gay white men voted for Trump, yeah. But you know, the 47 Latino population was like. At what point is there too many genres of music? And I just was like, I just want the Beatles, man.
It is
It's too much decision.
It's kind of ridiculous to break the voting down by like race
and sex. I mean, I
do that, but at the same time, a lot of people do push this narrative though that
the media.
If you're a black guy,
yeah.
How could you not vote for the black guy?
Yeah,
I mean, what the hell are you thinking?
Oh no, I super voted for Obama. Because of the healthcare thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a problem that you vote for him,
yeah.
But why did you vote for him?
Yeah.
Again, you know, that's what
it comes down
to. Well,
it's like, as long as you have a reason. Like I said, I'd have voted for Trump because I thought the TPP and NAFTA are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I liked his stance on that one. And I was like, I don't like the stuff he's saying, but I'm also a person who's been in and everyone said like locker room talk. And it's like, I've been in the locker room and you see guys are just sitting there talking about masturbating with each other, not like with each other, you know, but like I sit on my hands and like I got the supercell hand jerk off. And the other guy's like, how'd you do that? And he's like, you know, you sit on your hand for like guys just start explaining how to jerk. Yeah. The stranger and shit. Like guys just start explaining each other how to jerk off and shit. Like, yeah, you go, I call it the Casper of the friendly hand or something. Like, you know, fuck that's, I mean, that's what guys talk about. Like, I feel like we've become a country of commiserating. Lots of commiseration, not communicating, commiserating. Mm-hmm. And that, you can't overdo that. It becomes emotional. And at that point, you're like, yeah, all bets are off now. People might light people's clothes on fire in their front yard.
Yeah, or start burning flags.
Burning flags.
You hate America now because your person didn't win.
Okay.
You hate America.
Hold on. I know some, you know, you're just reminding me up. So you motherfuckers, how do you crash the Canadian goddamn immigration website? Why did no one want to go to? These are all options that could have still been a not cold location if you're worried about temperature. Why did no one want to go to Jamaica? Why did none of the liberals want to go to Jamaica?
Yeah, or even Mexico.
Why didn't they want to go to South Africa? No, they want to go to Mexico. They don't speak English.
That's racist.
No, it's not racist. That's speech or something. But
they know what, you know, cerveza and nachos, all that kind of stuff.
The basics, right? Yeah. You would think that they would do that, right? No. I was like, why did they all want to go? Why didn't they go to the Virgin Islands or the America Samoa? Why didn't you go somewhere that's still an American place? You don't change your password. Go to Puerto Rico. Why did no one want to run there? Mm-hmm. They don't want to run to Canada. It's like, because maybe a little bit more Republican. Maybe a little bit more Trumpy than you. Like, I'm just saying. That pissed me off, man.
Dude, no one's going anywhere.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
No one's
going anywhere. Some people only leave their hometowns.
I want to see one of these fucking celebrities move.
They won't even.
One.
They won't.
Out of the dozens of them that came out and announced this.
Nope, they will not leave their home. They will not leave. They won't go somewhere and try to make that other place blue. Make it purple.
Yeah.
At least make it. Like, you know what I heard? I heard Oakland turned from gray to blue this year.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, from blue to gray.
Blue to gray.
Yeah, Oakland. I was like, huh?
But you got the people. There was some riots going on there too.
Oh, dude! But the how Seattle riots? How Seattle? I meant to post that Super Bowl video.
That's one thing that actually I am happy that Hillary lost.
Yeah,
it's because all the liberals, although I know they were going to be super butthurt.
Yeah.
They're very anti-gun, so I knew at least there wasn't going to be blood in the streets.
Yes, you know? That's very true. There was very safe. That shooting that happened in Seattle was not near within the same hour of the ones we had.
Oh yeah, that's right. A couple people. Yeah. No, I don't think anybody suspected.
Yeah, but that was the media calling like, "See, look, they're shooting." I was like, "It wasn't even in the same." But we live here, so I think we were able to be like, "It wasn't even." It was like I think the protests happened in Capitol Hill. The shootings was like in Belltown or some shit. It was like I had a 7-Eleven or some shit.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh. So I mean.
Yeah, so that's good at, you know, if nothing else, but.
But yeah.
I just the hatred, you know, is just it just skyrocketed out of nowhere, and it's like everybody's focusing on the worst parts of everything. It's like, you know, all these people that are like basically saying if you voted for Trump, you basically voted pro-racism, pro-sexism, pro-xenophobia, because that's his platform, you know, those are the big things that he's going to work on. It's like, no, you don't get to tell me why I voted for somebody, okay?
Right.
That's not how this process works.
That's correct.
You want to have a conversation with me?
Right. Yes.
That's fine. We can discuss this, but you don't get to tell me
why I voted for the person. You don't know why I voted for. Yeah, you're right. They shouldn't be getting upset saying, but what it was they were like, we were saying a couple episodes ago, people were associating who you're voting for as you. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, you're that person. You got to be that guy.
Yeah.
And then I said, like, it's unfortunate that that happens. And I'm worried that it happens every 4 years. 4 years is just enough time where we forget that's what we were doing just 4 years ago. We were going like, these other people. And I feel like that happened this year. And I feel like the Trump one was him being able to. I think he exploited us. I really do. I feel like he exploited America. He kind of just exploited people. He was like, let me just go for your guttural reaction. And that's why people don't like Trump. And I think that's why they're blaming the support. Like you said, they're not talking to the people who are supporting him. They're assuming that you went with your gut reaction. And your gut reaction is like, you know, he's saying some things that I don't approve of. But he's got the right idea. And I think that's why people are getting mad. But at the same time, I'm like, but you can't get mad at the person who's voting for him because there's like, I just want to make America great again. Like, he really went for like, he went for nostalgia. He went for the berries.
Yeah.
And they had a little juice in them.
And they're very juicy.
They're very juicy. And I was like, I can't hate him for that. But I also have been a person who's lost games growing up as a kid. Being a person who played sports, like, it's like, you know. You lose, but it's like the fact that everyone's reacting in a way when I'm like, geez, you guys clearly never played sports because your mom didn't want you to get hurt. Because your dad didn't want to go sit waiting in the ER room waiting for you to come out because it was like, yeah, he got a concussion. Nah, she just bruised her. She bruised it up. We're going to have to put a, you know, she's got to put a cast around her ribs because she bruised her ribs. Because, like, there are literally no. I'm assuming most of the people who are going to these protests are people who always had a helicopter parent and a trophy for participating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel bad because when I would go around, when people were like, oh, they're being soft, you're mad at me saying words. And I was always on the like, guys, being a dick. But I'm kind of like, oh, no, that person's totally just being a weenie.
No, he's actually kind of right.
Yeah, he's kind of right. Yeah, that person's kind of being a weenie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people, they don't know how to deal with defeat. And it's like these people who sit and say, I'm just disgusted with America right now. I'm disgusted.
Right.
Maybe America's disgusted with you, you fat fucking pig. All right. Maybe we're sick of your shit. Why are you the one that gets to speak for everybody else here? This is it's so insane. It's so entitled. It's so self-righteous.
The emotions.
You know, you see the people doing the memes. They have the map of if millennials voted, this is what the map would look like, and it's all blue. It's like, oh yeah, okay. God forbid you let our grandparents vote in the election too. You know, those dumb, uneducated.
I don't like the grandparents. I'm on their side.
Well, you've clearly stated
I don't like them. So I'm on the blue map side right now.
You have to respect your elders, all right? That's what a civilized society does.
They're all crazy, nostalgic racists.
So what? And you get to be as old as you want, and you'll be considered racist to people who are younger.
I'm already racist against everyone. Everyone sucks. I'm saying the old people are fine to vote, but I mean, like, these old people, while they voted, like you were saying, he didn't beat the crap out of her. He barely won.
But he had broad support population across the nation, though.
No, I'm saying, but he won electoral-wise. But I'm like, he didn't get more numbers than Obama got when Obama won.
No, that was a landslide.
Right. He didn't get more than Romney. He didn't beat the crap out of her. He barely won, which is like we were saying. That's just people going like, look, I don't like her. I'm going to vote for him. These are just the people who always vote. And the people who don't always vote, which always happens, it's always America. We have more people who vote for American Idol than fucking vote. Why is goddamn election day on a Tuesday and we don't get Tuesday off or the Wednesday off? Like, people who go to part-time jobs who are getting mad about people blocking the roads saying I can't get into work. Also, by the way, go protest your town hall. Go sit in front of the political locations where your governor is. And go ask a bunch of goddamn questions and start getting shit pushed through.
Stopping traffic? Fuck you. That's stupid. As if commuting didn't suck enough already. I gotta look out for SJW ass in the middle of the road.
But
get
the
fuck out of here.
But like I'm saying, but every person who's getting mad about them having to block the roads and get into work on a Tuesday could be out voting, but they can't because the day's not off. I can't get my goddamn part-time Walgreens job trying to get to work because these people are protesting. I can't leave my shift that they gave me today to go vote and make my decision heard that I want them to not give me a minimum wage. Give me a minimum hourly thing. I want at least 40 hours because they're all giving some bullshit excuse. Those companies just don't want to pay the goddamn insurance. They don't want to pay they don't want to pay overtime. They just don't want to pay the fucking side stuff. Like, there's like a two-way thing where people don't think about that. I'm like, all these people who are out there getting mad and protesting, I'm like, you guys, where was this amount of people going? Where were you at as a collective to get people? Like, why weren't you just being a massive, like, let's all go door to door and go make sure these other people vote? Why not just not go to work? Have a fucking sit-in where you're like, I'm not going to work. I'd rather go and watch everything go dip down. Because, like, when the market fell, like, you got super excited.
There was some weird shit going on there.
There was some weird shit. Like, was that like, were a bunch of people getting executed in the wall? Like, what happened?
I think the Saudi prince was selling a bunch of his shares. That's what I think, in a last ditch effort to swing the balance for Hillary. Because the thing is the entire coverage of the election that night, there was never a point where it wasn't looking good for Trump. He was always looking pretty good. He always had a little bit of a lead. He was never losing momentum.
Yeah, he never trailed.
You know? So it was like, why would the market dip and then come back? Like, I don't understand that at all. It's like
it could have been a distraction.
I'm telling you, the Saudi prince, he sold fucking probably 30 million shares of all Saudi, the companies he has.
Why can't it be Qatar or something?
Because, well, it could. I mean, it could be. One of those places where they throw...
We're going to say the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. One of those Hillary-backing countries over there. But, I mean, there was some crazy shit going on there. Dude. No,
I feel like this happens every four. We just don't remember.
Gold gone down, you know, like...
I feel like we don't remember. But, I mean, we've got to wait until January to see what actually is going on. Because right now, until the end of this...
It's still way too early.
It's still Obama and Biden's time.
There's still a lot of hurt butts.
Those are still
there.
My presidents until January.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to enjoy this.
How somber was having Donald Trump in his fucking office for President Obama?
I didn't see that. I saw the one where he shook his hand. I saw the one, the one where he told him, like, "Oh, I've been president."
Yeah. Well, at least I'm gonna go down as a president.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, yeah, he's now gonna be in a placement of presidents. He's gonna be in a placement. Now, does this inspire you to want to be president one day? Now that you know that it doesn't require any sort of previous political career experience or military. I don't know. Were you ever in the military?
No. The requirements to be president are very simple.
Yeah.
Over 35 years old.
Yep.
And born in the United States. That's it. That's all. And that's how it should be. That way, everybody could be president. That's all it takes.
I thought it was something else in there.
No, that's it.
Yeah, really?
Those two things. I mean,
these smart goddamn requirements.
That's the way that's the reason they did it, so that anybody can have a shot at it. You don't have to be a billionaire's son. You don't have to be some business tycoon.
What about a millionaire's son?
Nephew. You don't have to be any of that. You don't have to have a silver
spoon. Trump's still a millionaire's son. Well, but that's true. But did you hear what he did, though? No, but did you hear what Trump did? Hmm. he's donating his presidential salary to he's doing the JFK thing. He's donating his presidential pay to charity while he's in office.
Oh, that's
he doesn't need the money.
Yeah. Well, and I was listening to Howard Stern actually this week.
He's
going to
get so shot. Fucking Pitts.
Dude, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Hold on. I got that cue. Don't worry. But I was listening to Howard Stern, and Howard Stern made a good point. He actually kind of knows Trump. Like, you know, they lived in New York together. He used to go on his show when he wasn't running for office and didn't have to be so careful about what he said. And so they know him. They probably talk on the phone every once in a while. And, you know, he's just telling Trump straight up. He's like, why do you even want this? Why do you even want this? Your life's great. You got all these hotels. You can stay at these amazing hotels. You wake up there every day, eat all the food you want, experience this beautiful scenery. Why do you even want this job? And again, like you say, he's going to take his salary, and he's just going to donate it.
Yeah, he's like,
to
I'm
charity. It's like, what do you? I mean, why would you want to put yourself through this at 70 years old? How many more good years?
He's already been a millionaire and a billionaire.
How many more good years do you have at this point?
Four,
maybe 10.
Four. Fuck, don't get shot.
I mean,
don't get shot, Trump. Please don't get shot, Bob and Weave. Dude, Pence is fucking scary. He tries to electrocute gay people and make them straight. He's a monster, Sith Lord.
That is some fucking. Ah! That is some kind of demonic shit there.
That guy's so fucking.
We're gonna shock the gay out of you there. It's gonna sting a little bit.
God
for a little
bless
while,
you, boy. God,
but
God,
you're not gonna be into dicks anymore. Once
oh
you go
God. As he scares the fuck out of me, because I'm like, he's like, all right, so I need y'all to start having more. But I feel like he's gonna turn. If Pence takes over after the Trump assassination, and Pence fucking does it, Trump's, please fucking don't die. He's gonna fucking have women like in the goddamn Mad Max movie. He's just gonna have them plugged in like little milking things on their boobs and just shooting out babies. And he's like, just produce more humans for me. He's so scary.
Yeah, we definitely. And see, that's the thing with Trump. Like, I mean, what's more likely at this point? Like, an impeachment or an assassination?
So I know they're trying to hold off on his sex thing.
Well, I heard the case got dropped.
No, I heard it got pushed till they were trying to push it till after he gets inaugurated. But I know it was like December 15th. So we got to see how that goes, because that's going to be stupid. But I'm like you. I don't think they're going to let it happen.
Yeah.
He's won. At this point, like, you're going to really let him go into the office? Like, nope, this is going to be the first time that Trump's going to get a little bit of a political push.
Yeah.
By saying, how is it going to be like to be a politician? We're not really going to put him in jail. I mean, he's the president, you know?
I mean, the thing is, like, the Secret Service, like, their security detail already, like, starts shifting towards him now that he's been elected. Yeah.
He already has a little crew to have to save him from that little gun scare that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
don't
you
get
know,
shot.
You know he's got private security, but...
Don't shoot Trump.
Yeah. No,
please don't.
Yeah, we don't need that. That would be... Well, it'd just be chaos again, too. I mean, people wouldn't know how to react. I mean, clearly that is what this election has showed
God,
us.
I'm so scared now.
People don't know how to react.
I might volunteer to go work with him. Like, let me go. I won't take a bullet for you. I'll just give you some ideas. Don't do like the boy in Game of Thrones and get fucking zigzag, man. Zigzag. God damn it. It's so Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Crap. What if Pence is playing us? Crap.
I agree with you, man. You never know. It could be an inside job.
He's the old school Republican. Like, he's the old school. Like, let's go back.
The establishment's. Real plan was to, you know, get Trump in and then, boom, just ice that motherfucker.
Yeah, it totally, well, I mean, he's basically the new Dick Cheney, because I feel like no one was going to kill Bush if Cheney was there, because Cheney was almost the same. He was a good old boy. Mm-hmm. he shot someone while he was vice president. He didn't give a fuck.
And the guy apologized. How do you do it, Dick?
How do you do that, Nick?
How do you do it?
How do you do that? Yeah, no, Pence won't even, you're going to go talk to the Lord. He's a double tapper. Mike Pence is walking me to finish them off. Like, he's not going to make it. Like, it's just a buckshot. He's not going to boom. Pence will just shoot him in the face. Like, all right, cover this up.
Lock I don't know, off. Man. Maybe I think maybe he'll sneak into the background and play the sidekick well. You know?
Like, oh, yeah. I feel
like Joe, you know? I mean, he's a good talker.
He's a DA formerly, just like Hillary. I feel like he's just scared.
Maybe he just wants to be the lead henchman, you know?
I hope he's not a Sith apprentice, man. He's just waiting to take out his fucking.
He does have the face.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like change, and like the eyes turn into demon eyes and the teeth get big.
Dude, don't say that. That's so scary.
Oh, like a vampire.
Mike Pence.
God Damn it. You know what we needed? We needed Jesse Ventura to run.
That would have been cool. He looks weird with that weird hair thing. Oh.
I know. He does need. Yeah. We need to
get his friar tuck thing. But as a libertarian.
I was in Vietnam. No, the libertarians contacted him, though. And honestly, I would have gladly.
Really?
I would have gladly voted for that motherfucker.
I didn't know Bell Knox was a libertarian.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They don't really have an identity yet. So it's like they'll bring in anybody.
Honestly. Yeah, but that's kind of interesting because, she was like, a porn star. But then, she's really smart. And I was like, huh? She's a politician thingy now, I guess. She's like, yeah, I didn't know that. And I was like, libertarians are actually who the liberals should be with. Because they are like, tattoos are fine. Like, what's your political leaning? Weed's cool. Like, take, you're like,
you said, we don't really care about abortion, you know?
Yeah, we don't care about your body stuff.
We're not going to bug you
about it. Who are you as a person? You would think more of them would try to. I feel like liberals didn't market themselves well.
That's almost like the hidden Trump voters, too, you know? The silent majority, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they don't want to have that conversation necessarily.
You mean the husband on the couch? Yeah, sweetie.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's kind of been, I don't want to say shunned necessarily, but it just hasn't, there hasn't been a conversation about libertarianism, but I feel like there's a lot of people who like what they stand for.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have the representatives that people can point to and be like, look at this guy, he's getting it done, he's whatever.
Right.
But the value system that they represent, I think a lot of people can get on board with, and that's where we need to go if we are going to get a third party to legitimately compete against these two fucking ridiculous shit shows that we're...
Well, I mean, here in Seattle, so here's the thing about Seattle is that you get to see a lot of things you don't probably see in other states. We had our first, was she our first or was she our second? Indian, we got an Indian congresswoman. See
who won all the local shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was being weirdly, I'm on your side. They weirdly got it. They weirdly didn't tell us a lot of her stuff. Who?
Pramila.
Yeah.
She got it. God, I heard she missed more votes than anybody else this last year in Congress.
Oh, she didn't go. She wasn't there.
Fucking slacker.
She's probably
she probably used to work at Boeing. That's probably why.
I mean, but she won again. But I mean, but ST3 fucking.
Oh my god!
Did you see that?
That's gonna sink.
It passed.
That's gonna sink.
And I've met no one who said. Everyone I mentioned, they go like, "Nope, I said no." And I was like, well, how did it fucking pass again? We're getting... The transportation department is fucking us.
Dude, they are just taking all the resources right
now. They're fucking... And like, it's but insane. How are they passing this stuff?
$54 billion. And it's not going to be $54
billion. No.
By the time it's said and done, it's probably going to be closer to $75 billion.
They're going to be like, hey, we had an issue, and we're going to need some more money.
Yeah. Yeah, you got I-732, you know, they're gonna add a carbon tax and offset by cutting the sales tax.
Our tabs are going up again.
Great, the ST3, they want to raise the sales tax anyway, so we'll be right back where we started.
I was like, our tabs are going up. I was like, how is our tabs going up and you want this money?
I think that's the only hope for prices to go down around here, I think. It's just ridiculous overtaxing of everything, and people are just like, fuck it, this is bullshit. I'll go move to Oregon and live down there where there's no income tax at all and there's no sales tax, or you pay income, I think, but no sales tax on anything. It's like, fuck this. You know, they can't keep notching it up. If it's zero, it's zero. It's not going to change. It's insane, dude. I mean, I bought a bottle of booze a couple weeks ago, and the fucking thing, you know, you right off the bat, you pay the bottle tax.
We're going to be 10%.
It was a $10 bottle. Yes, that's what I value myself when it comes to my drinking habits.
When you drink,
it was a $10 bottle, and the bottle tax was like $2.40 or $2.50 something. So there's 25% right there, and then there's this mysterious $2.83 too for whatever God knows what tax, because it doesn't line up with sales tax.
It doesn't say on the receipt. It just kind of goes like, there's something else on here.
Yeah, plus another, hey, whatever, accept it, bro. All right, you want
to
get drunk?
Do we
not
have laws to say that you have to explicitly state what the tax is on your receipt?
You should at least give me the number that you're working off of, because I'm trying to figure it out against the sales tax.
This is gonna,
we're 4 or 5% off here.
We're gonna,
this isn't lining up right.
We're gonna end up having to go to way more town hall meetings.
Are you double taxing me on that?
Because I'm going to make sure my area is not going to get foobar like that. Like, can we? Nope. I'm going to go to all my decisions. Oh, my God. What's the second debate? town hall meeting. Is that town hall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Every time they announce that, I'm just
going
to go to
They're actually having one for the transit system, and I'm thinking about going. I mean,
I'm down to go with you, but we're taking your car.
Maybe I'll, maybe I'll go there and I'll scream Bill Clinton is a rapist. The whole no, entire don't time.
Do that. Throw a shoe. Throw a shoe, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Take
true.
These Nikes with you.
God, so much fucking. I'm go. If you're so much if, fucking tax, though, dude.
Dude, that's so stupid.
Billion. We're selling our future away.
My tabs are already 80.
Yeah, it's not cheap at all. I mean, if you get a new car too, you gotta get new plates, all that.
Oh my god.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's like $200 just to get your shit registered.
Holy shit.
And it just
and it's just to make the light rail go a couple more, because it's not even that. I thought it was
stops.
That's so it. Crazy.
I know.
$54 billion.
And again, it's not. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to end up.
Yeah, because they're going to undercut. They're going to get a bunch of non-union labor from in front of Home Depot. We need to stop making that joke. In front of Lowe's, in front of McClendon's. Yeah. Why don't you spread out the goddamn workload? Yeah. I need more of you Trump supporters to be in front of the goddamn Lowe's. Like, knock off the market of the Home Depot guys. Jesus,
they got a monopoly.
Yeah, no shit.
Illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of which, when do we get to start rounding them up and sending them all back
the
with
fuck
the LGBT
up.
People, too? I mean, this is Trump's platform, right?
Look, his Gestapo's not going to start coming until the 21st of January.
Okay, so there's time.
Yeah, he's got to give them those new stormtrooper uniforms where they have, like, the red line going through their right eye.
Yeah.
That's
true. Amy Schumer needs some time to pack her stuff before she
Super time.
Moves.
She's
got
to get
a lot of stuff now. She's been making a lot of money.
Yeah, she's been doing really well.
Yeah, yeah, she has. She definitely has.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I keep trying to explain to people, I was like, you don't. Alabama already tried to get rid of immigrants in their state and in their farming thing. They're like, let's try to hire people, and they were like, Americans are one. We're either slower.
We don't really want to.
Not really into this. Look, we need to get more Americans building robots to go pick the crops for us. So the immigrants can't do it. Make a robot pick it. Dude, I think the robots is our only solution, which terrifies me because I can't tell how much I'm super into the WALL-E future.
Uh-huh. Well, here's why the robots is terrifying. I've done a lot of thinking about this recently.
Okay.
Here's why it's terrifying. People don't bring this up a lot of times, but it terrifies me because if they do take over, if they do start doing all the jobs, if they do take care of everything, there's not going to be a need for 80% of the people out there.
No.
We're not going to need these people anymore.
No.
And the elites who are entrenched and, you know, have pull and have say in what goes on, they're going to want all of this.
iRobot.
There's no need for us at that point, you know? This shit will be taken care of. So that is what's scary. How are they going to go about that? Is it war? Is it a plague? I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe it's just natural that we kind of turn people that way because white people, I think a couple of years ago, our birth rate was slightly
2012
negative.
Or yeah. 2000. Yeah, I know. A couple years ago.
2014 or something. Yeah, it was
slightly
negative for the first time.
Hey, you guys aren't fucking each other. You guys aren't fucking much anymore. You guys don't have a lot of trailer park people mm-hmm. popping out kids. You guys have gotten fiscally responsible, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of us definitely have.
Maybe you're not all evangelical Christians like we thought.
Or that maybe just the Mexicans are doing it faster than us and outpace. Well, that's definitely
no. Hard. Because I mean, I don't think that. You thought it would have factored in, but I thought it was like there are more people who are not checking the boxes, just white anymore. It's getting lots of more others. I keep telling, look, the only way to get rid, the only, America's going to get browner, and the only way to do it is to keep. You got to outfuck it.
And that they are doing right now, Marcus.
I'm saying, I think people are doing well. I'm not one of the participants. I don't. Children are cool. I don't think they're necessary. I want our schools to teach kids how to repair their cell phones instead of getting their parents to buy them new ones.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like, at least people get at least learn how to be able to fight the robots.
Yeah.
By learning how to fix your goddamn cell phone.
Dude, it's crazy. Now, you see kids that are like 8 or 9 years old and they have like a iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah.
You're like, what the? Who got that for you?
Well, their parents got it for free because they got a 2 for whatever.
Your kid should get a flip phone, if anything, until they're like 15 years old.
All right, you can't. Now you're just showing your age. You can't do that. You can't do that
what
to
do
that
mean
child.
You can't
do that to
that
child.
You can call me whenever you need to ride and tell me where you're at.
A kid with a flip phone in school today is like a kid showing up with those shoes they got from Payless.
I'm sure every kid out there now is no further away from an iPad than 4 feet at any given time in their daily
life. It's not the location, man. It's the presentation. You know how kids are, man. It's You can't be the kid that shows up in those, what were those knockoff shoes from, Marion Star, what was his name? Strawberry? Oh man, he had and one, and then he had some bootleg Payless shoe. Shaquille had some too.
Oh yeah, I remember the Shaq shoes.
Yeah, right? Oh.
You know about Fila's, are you?
No, it wasn't Fila's. Stephen Marbury.
Oh.
He had and one, and that was the upper one, but he had a brand of and one at Payless, and it wasn't called and one, it's called something else. And then I remember Shaq had a shoe. Dennis Rodman had a shoe. These are the players like, yeah, let's give it to the kids who can't quite make it to the, not Skechers, but I don't even know a shoe store anymore, man. I haven't gotten shoes in shit.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I realized I didn't like, I don't care as much about shoes. I had stopped, I canceled my eBay subscription or East Bay.
East Bay. Yeah.
East Bay. Shoes. Yeah. Those are awesome.
I really, no, all you did is just fantasize about shoes that you might think you think would cool, but you were never going to buy them, though.
No, the only shoe that I've kind of had my little bit of nostalgia here, my member, is that they recently had those Marvin the Martian shoes for Blake Griffin. I want those.
Oh, yeah.
I was selling because he's my favorite Warner Brothers cartoon. That was a good time in America.
That was, yeah. Maybe we can go back to there soon.
Yeah, the good old Looney Tunes days.
So we got racism back, so that's good.
Yeah, we're slowly going to turn back. But I, you know, I don't know why everyone's freaking out. Like, they're never going to put Jay-Z and Beyonce in a play. They're going to have their own white slaves. So I don't know why everyone.
Dude, and again, all these people on Hillary's side still wasn't enough. I mean, why can't any of these Hillary supporters just see all this and realize that their candidate was just as awful as Donald Trump?
Celebrities don't follow politics. Awful. Celebrities don't follow politics. The few that do, we make fun of. We mock. We mock the...
Do you see Miley? She was crying.
Yeah. We mock the Leonardo DiCaprios and the Lady Gagas when they're sitting there being like, I feel like as a person in this community of other wealthy people in our giant mansions who donate nothing and build no schools named after our parents, because that's not what we do. We like to buy the fastest cars, not the best school buses to get kids to school in time. I want to stand up here and tell you all, while I hold this golden trophy, that you should all take your time out of your day, because I know you're making the minimum wage, and your non-union jobs like mine, because I'm an actor. And I want you to express yourselves by going out and voting for Hillary Clinton. But none of them will talk like that. Because they don't realize how hypocritical they are. They, like I said, will mock them because they don't realize, like, I don't get that. Like, so I'm a weird person who follows people on Twitter and stuff, like celebrities, but not like sports celebrities. And it bugs me as a black person to see other celebrities, especially athletes, when they're like, I had to buy my mom a Gucci bag full of money or a supercar. And I'm like, why wouldn't you instead go to your own old neighborhood and break ground and build a school and name it after your mom?
Yeah, it's like...
Invest money into the school and be like, oh, that, keep that thing going. Have like a... Like, I don't want you to give money to colleges. Fuck them. Give it to your elementary schools and your middle schools, your junior highs, where it's needed.
Where their class size is fucking pushing
gigantic.
Like 30 or 40 people per.
You got teachers miserable because they're getting shitty union pay because they're a teacher and they gotta what's that called? The your tenure.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because these teachers are dealing with your punk ass kids who you're never telling them no and giving them participation trophies, and then they grow up to be 18 years old in 2016 and going, I'm mad. Listen to me.
Yeah.
My mom said, why can't I have the Butterfinger with the crunchy toffee and the, and you're like, shut up, you fuck.
You little piece of shit.
You're
still covered in the ectoplasma of the world of living with parents and having everything paid for
them. Put your phone down for 5 seconds and look around the world. Like, no, you don't have to see everything through your phone. Put your selfie stick down for 5 seconds. Oh, you were voting. Yes, that's fine. You're yelling because you voted. Did your friend vote? No, they didn't have time. Why? She was studying for her finals test and a professor gave her, and she's part-time working at the local Rite Aid. I hate you and your friend.
Yeah, man, it's insane to me. And I saw some people too, they were talking and they would be like, oh, you know, now that Donald Trump's in. Kids think they can do whatever they want and say whatever they want and become president still. And I'm like, first off, that's not Donald Trump's fault that they do that. That's their weak-ass parents' fault that they
do that. He exploited you.
Yeah, it's like, you can't just start blaming everything on this guy. Like, this is what happens when we raise these people who don't know how to lose and don't, and they call everybody else bigots.
Yeah.
When they don't want to hear anybody else's opinion.
Oh, my God.
They'll shut you down immediately if you don't agree with them.
There are a lot of people who use bigot who don't know what bigot is.
Oh, it's just losing it completely, man.
It's a weird word that someone grasped and they're like, they stuck to it. And you're like, you can't use it. If you're using it to an abundance, you're kind of, you almost nullify and you reinstate, like you reinforce the meaning of the word bigot when you use it against almost anyone you speak to who has a different view than yours.
Yeah.
Especially if you won't even let them get to speak their view and you shut them down and say, whatever you say, I don't even care what it is.
Yeah, that's where the conversation starts. It starts there.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you're just virtue signaling at that point. You're just saying, I'm a better person than you because you're this.
Right.
And so
I'm going to shut you down before.
You know, I have a degree in political science.
Right.
I don't know if, I mean, I'm not sure where you went to school.
Yeah.
You know, probably one of the uneducated
I'm on my deplorables. Second degree, actually. This is my second associate's. I was going to go for a bachelor's, but I thought I'd spend more time around the globe and experiencing things.
My major is in lesbian dance.
It's women's studies now. You can't, it's not lesbian.
I had a minor in women's studies.
You had a minor? Okay.
Yeah, and this is what pissed me off, too. Like, I was watching CNN's coverage of all it and this stuff, and they're breaking it down, by the groups.
Yeah.
The ridiculous groups, like we already mentioned, you know, kind of silly, but they're breaking it down. And it's like, they do it by white men and white educated men
and
white uneducated men.
I saw
men.
That.
It's like, how condescending are you guys going to be throughout this fucking thing here? Like, it's like, okay.
Did they start going by accredited schools and shit?
Yeah, it's like, give me a fucking break. They're like, and educated white males, 53%. Meanwhile, the uneducated males, the stupid idiots who you shouldn't believe their opinion at all and don't know anything about anything, they actually did vote for Donald Trump. So there you go, people.
But did they also go like, these are from the polls? Again, the polls are bullshit. And like, how do they know how many of these people had degrees? Did they go like, do you have a degree?
Well,
what's your degree, bro?
And you know what?
It's not a checkbox.
Is there anybody out there that has gone to school and maybe come home from school a little bit dumber than
when
I left?
That's
indoctrinated with some...
While a good point, my issue with that is that, no, a lot of these people who are probably not, it's not that they're uneducated. That's one, a fucked up way to explain a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people who didn't go to college because they're probably the older people in the Rust Belt area who didn't have to go to college to leave school. They went into a trade school or they went to a union job and they got their one house or they got their one bedroom apartment, their car with their one union job or their manufacturing job of some sort. Those guys didn't have to go to school to make a living wage in America. Yeah, they're not uneducated, stupid. They still can fucking do something. But to sit there and be like, but college is the end all be all. And it's like, but what can you do then? What does that college degree do? Can you fix your goddamn iPhone 6? Can you stop your Samsung Galaxy from exploding? We probably could. But you know what we can't do? No, just throw it away and go buy another one. Yeah, we're a consumer.
What's it doing for you in your everyday life? It's insane. And it's like there's so many ways to educate yourself, okay? You don't just need to go to a university.
Right?
You can take classes online now for free.
Yep.
And if you're actually disciplined enough to stay on it and stay on top of
that's actually the only thing the school is for.
No degree or anything official, just for your own benefit as a person.
I agree.
I mean, you'd be more than educated.
That's the only thing the school is for you to have a structure so you have to keep yourself.
Yeah, somebody to keep you in line.
Keep you in line. Because I keep saying, there are lots of jobs in Seattle, which pisses me off about Seattle, is there are lots of people who have jobs where they do not have to go anywhere. They can do it from home. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Like you said, why are those celebrities, like, you can leave, like, leave California, go somewhere else. Filming stuff in California used to be because it had good weather. Now it's no longer an excuse because we have sound stages and really good CGI. You don't have to be in California to film anything.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad that Atlanta is slowly getting a film industry going there, but it's never going to take over Hollywood.
Yeah.
But
well, again, sorry to interrupt you, but it comes back to taxes. Like we were talking, like even just to shoot on the a man on the street bit in a lot of places in LA, you have to have a permit. Otherwise, the police will come around and they will tell you you can't shoot here unless you paid for the permit.
Right.
So it's just all those taxes, you know, the people say, they say
taxes. I was going to say a lot of politics, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of it too. You know?
I mean, that's because all these people aren't going to go vote for all the stuff that happens every 2 years and every single year and every, they don't know all that stuff that's going on. They just ignored it because they're like, well, I'm busy. I'm going to go to Cabo.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know they're voting? And did you get it mailed to your house so you can have your assistant send it to you so you can make sure that when you come back, your studio's not getting shut down because they zones wrong for the next film? You don't know any, they don't know any of that shit. But then I'm like, in Seattle, because this is the Emerald City, like, these people who work at Google, where they are hiring all these people from India who, you know, I'm glad they're legal, maybe send them back. No, I love Redmond. Why aren't they, like, programming these things from their homes? Why do they need to go to a Microsoft campus where they're throwing away thousands of dollars of food talking about how democratic and liberal they are while there's a bunch of homeless people in the goddamn Seattle? Yeah, we're the fifth largest economy in America, and we have the fifth largest amount of homeless people.
I think we're even higher than that, dude. I heard we're, like, number three, like, overall numbers.
Oh, that's even worse for, like, LA, this whole point.
LA,
like,
New York, obviously, are ahead of us.
Right, but that's worse for this whole point. It's like, you have all these people like, I'm blue. But like I said, Democrats are way more greedier than they thought. And what everyone always forgets was that when the Jim Crow thing happened with the South, was it was a lot of the northern states telling the South to, like, stop being racist and segregating black people from the white people. But in New York, you still had people going like, you can't afford to live here because you don't have the money, because we're not going to give you the jobs, mm-hmm. because that's how Democrats work.
Yeah.
And it's like, they didn't realize that that's kind of like I'm just saying, this is now, what is it, 19 and 15? For now, the Republicans have now won the presidency over the is it 19 and 15, I think? The Whig Party won a couple.
I think so, something like that.
And yeah. I was like, oh, that's, I mean, like, they just put another notch on their goddamn belt. But I mean, like, they sometimes they think that they are so in the right, and as nice as it, I think it got cushy. They didn't realize that they were, in a different way, just as bad as the other side. And Trump, like we were saying, not being a person who is from this group of, I've a career politician and I've been rubbernecking. And I said, like, a lot of people bring it. I'm like, he was a millionaire before, and he's been talking to all these upper echelon top people. It's like, yeah, but he wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, that's a big part of why I went for Trump. I mean, or why I'm
right.
more happy about
right.
him than
winning,
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I talk to somebody and they say, well, he has no experience. He has no experience
that's
at all.
That's my only issue.
And, well, here's the thing. He made an analogy, a football analogy, and he said, you know, if I'd rather have a quarterback who I knew they're going to throw an interception every other pass that they had than put in some guy who's come on off the bench and never taken any snaps. And here's the problem with that analogy is, if you want to go with the quarterback who throws a pick every other time, that's fine. You know exactly what you're going to get.
Right.
You're going to get nowhere. You're going to get nothing. Unless you throw a deep Hail Mary and get a touchdown on that first pass,
right.
you're going to get nothing.
Right.
So maybe it's time that we give that guy off the bench. Maybe we give him a couple snaps and see what he can do, you know?
I hate
you. Even if he did kneel during the national anthem.
I hate
anthem,
you as a Jets fan, because
shot.
Today we tried Petty. So
I mean,
it didn't go terrible.
The people spoke, man. I mean, whether you like it or not, whether you got your person or not, we said it before the show started. The Rust Belt decided this election.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, Michigan,
decided,
Ohio.
All
places
flipped.
Are normally blue.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, I can't do this again.
They're like, yeah, we're not doing it. We did it 8 years for 8 years, and it's not working, so we want they want something new. They said it, you know?
I want phones. I want electronics made in America. I don't like – there's so many things made in China. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, 21 years ago, literally me and you are old enough where we were 11, we could still be like, my Ninja Turtle toy, this one's made in Kentucky, this Ninja Turtle van's made in China, and maybe that the Ninja Turtle blimp's made in Japan, but there was an option of who made it, the prices might have all been varied, but they were all priced by the company that decided on who had the cheapest option to make this toy, and then NAFTA came, and then we're sitting there doing these things with fucking Canada and Mexico, and then our trade stuff was working out weird, where it was like, well, it's cheaper to bring it in here than it is to fucking make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, made to make it here.
And actually,
exactly. And this is a tough topic with Trump, but I wonder about the tariffs. I wonder how that's going to work. I mean, you do risk kind of going into a little bit of a trade war. You're going to piss off some people across the pond and whatnot. But at the same time, are you going to encourage people to bring jobs back to not have to pay these tariffs?
Right.
You know, if you put a 10%, 15% tariff on stuff made in Mexico, maybe that'll be enough to bring some of those jobs back. if you tried to have something made here, you can't even at times. I mean, I was watching Gavin McGinnis. Mm-hmm. They were making these dolls for this thing. They were doing a promotional thing or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, I want these to be made in America. He's like, the infrastructure's not even here to do it. Even if you wanted to.
No.
You have to go to China and do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need to kind of encourage them to change that a little bit.
I feel like this is a thing where we need to knock a little bit of the military budget down a little bit. My problem is him as a Republican and his party, they're not going to let him do that. No. Like, that's the one thing that a large, since it's gone, they have the House and they have, it's, he will never be able to be like, hey, I want to chop off a little bit of the money from the F-30 whatever fucking thing and push it towards construction like they did when they started the national parks and the highway programs and the trains and all that. Every time a president was like, let's start a big government thing where we built something large and people get a skill, and then when we're done, they're all spread across and they saw the parts of the nation and be like, I'm going to stay here. Mm-hmm. He could totally be like, let's build a thing where we build factories in different cities to help people learn how to build this thing or construct this thing or learn how to do this thing. Even though I know that there's still like trade schools, like even send money to those trade schools and like build yourself up, promote yourself more, get out there and help people learn how to do that. They would never be like, yeah, knock it out of that. They'll be like, knock it out of the health budget and kill Planned Parenthood because I'm Mike Pence.
And you're right. But they need to, though. I mean, because he does want to do infrastructure stuff, but
how much is his party going to let him?
You can't fund this. You need to cut somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean,
but he wants to cut taxes too, and it's you can't keep doing this. I mean, these numbers don't add up. If you want to,
it's the spending. I don't think it's the taxes. The taxes, it's the spending. They're spending it bad. If you look at like the wheel, it's like mostly military
or NSA or fucking Homeland Security.
Right. It's a bunch of stuff. You're like, guys, like, I'm sorry, our military force, I'm still okay with us kicking everyone else's ass, which is why I was saying if we had to go to Hillary's war, we totally would have gotten invaded and that would have been fucked up. But if we'd had to go for the first strike, I'm pretty confident we've been fine. But as far as us someone landing on our shores, I'm like, someone's going to get slapped and not know what's going on. And, you know,
This to me is the easiest way that Donald Trump can fuck up and end up going down as a shitty president.
Okay.
Is if he, you know, he came in as Mr. Anti-Establishment.
Yes.
If he keeps all these other establishment people in place, military-industrial complex,
right,
you know, Monsanto, all these other people that have lobbyists
I know.
And vested interests. If he doesn't do anything to push back against these guys.
Against one of them, some of them, all of them.
Any. Yeah, I
want him
if
to
really
kill the industrial complex, and that bugs me because people think that you're anti-American, you're anti-troop. And I'm like, no, it's not it. Those troops are coming back and becoming a lot of the homeless people in Seattle. Like, we don't give a fuck when they're getting here either, so don't act like you do.
Yeah, and if nothing else, too, yeah, the healthcare liability they become when they have PTSD
right.
and they get
doesn't help this whole American
from
for,
Agent
right?
Orange and all that bullshit.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's not helping us.
It's
at
not
all.
Helping
it's
not, us at all.
It's not serving us as a country at all. I mean, that's unfortunately that's kind of what we've been recently.
Cut just the budget towards military. Put it towards health. Help out those homeless vets and people. Get them
local infrastructure.
Right.
Shit here. I mean, that's what we need to do. But unfortunately, there's no money for it, and you have to have a cut because he wants to cut taxes too. And you can't
spend better.
You can't cut taxes. If you cut taxes, you're cutting taxes because you want to make government smaller. You know, you're saying we need less money to
you're
fund
right.
this machine. You can't make the machine bigger
right.
and have less money funding right. it. It doesn't work out. So
I don't even know where would you cut taxes.
I mean, I think it's going to be hard for him to do. Yeah.
Maybe is that
try
one
to
of those
simplify
ones
the system. But, I mean, who fucking knows? That's the thing. We're just going to have to wait and see, Marcus.
I mean, I do love that the GOP is fighting.
Yeah. I mean,
in the House, though, but then the DNCs are having a whole little internal kerfuffle.
Oh, dude. Everybody doesn't even know how
this
to
was
deal
a weird year,
shit.
Man.
Yeah. Everybody's completely caught off guard here, so. I mean, we'll see, though. Maybe they'll get their shit together, and they have to get shit done. Otherwise, people are going to be like, you guys are just as fucking big of idiots as everybody else.
If the riots turn into the South Korean riot, I keep saying riot, protests, That'll be awesome because the South Koreans had 500,000 people march on. They were like, nope, we're pissed off about this whole presidential thing.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of numbers that, whether you like it or not,
yeah,
people had to pay attention.
Yeah, 500,000 people were like,
That didn't show up for work.
I was like, yo, that's...
No, wait, this is important.
Right. So, yeah, right? The, yeah. How many Americans? Would you, at least a million? A million and a half?
You know what's crazy to me is, like, the protests that I've seen, like, the amount of detail and intricacy that they put into their artwork and their, you know, Trump heads.
That's their, that's their college that degrees. Lighting on that's their fire. College degrees.
Yeah, I know. Actually, they're finally putting their degrees to work, marches, for the arts and crafts that they're doing to show their protest.
I hate you. That's what, you're right, because I am seeing you're right. It's been very good art.
Oh, well, they did, there was one that was a burning head of him, and it was, like, really detailed, and it was gigantic.
Did you see the Trump Love Trump's Hate made with Christmas lights on the board?
Let's
very nice.
Let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's kind of end on this one too, because this will be kind of a fun one. Love Trump's hate.
Yeah.
Do these people who are pushing this, do they see how we could kind of twist this a little bit?
No.
And be like,
Lady Gaga started. I think I don't think she noticed.
Yeah, love Trump's hate.
Yeah, she
love hate.
Yeah, with her truck. What was it? She was in a semi truck
like
blocking
his
blocking Trump
people
blocking Trump Tower. I think that's what she was doing with the sign. Yeah, love Trump's hate could totally be spun around. Do it January 1st.
It's like saying the Jews. You know, it's like all about how you say it. You know, there's multiple ways.
The blacks.
There's multiple ways to say the same thing. One means
the blacks. They love me
different than the other.
The blacks love me. You know what it was? It was that he never identified anyone else as our color.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, the yellows. The yellows are my second favorite.
Oh man! All right, let's end it on this. Let's do some predictions. What do you see?
What after January or
what
coming
are you, what
up?
What are you hoping for? What do you see
immediately coming up?
What can maybe happen in a Trump presidency?
Let me
start while you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you already got an idea,
I got a little something chamber here. Well, first off, you got the Supreme Court. You know, so he's got to take care of that. Obviously, at least one. I mean, we'll see how many of those wrinkled fucks ends up dying in the next 4 years. It could easily
see.
Be
told
one,
you,
too.
Goddamn old people.
Yeah, that's true. They're pretty crusty and stale at this point. Some of them, Ruth Ginsburg,
fucking Grandpa Simpson.
But
he voted Trump.
We'll see what it is. I think it's going to be a chick. That's what I'm going right now. It's going to be a pro-life chick.
He can't do that.
SJW's side. Yep, it will be. So that's my guess on that. I mean, if he gets anything through, I honestly hope that it's the term limits thing that he's been talking about.
Ooh,
I pray to God that he can get that through, because that is one thing that we need an outsider to get done. Nobody from the inside will ever take care of that. It will never happen.
If they are able to get that one on, they're not going to get it through, because they're not going to kill themselves.
Well, I mean, and this is where it's going to show if he's actually going to fight the establishment, or he's just going to
Is he going to counteract their veto? And now, here's my thing. At that point, if other people can see that he's trying to stop them from being dirty, corrupt, goddamn millionaires,
mm-hmm.
from being politicians who don't make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Will people who are now upset about the upending of the status quo then also march to protest the fact that their president tried to stop something that's been actually affecting them more so than this presidential election, because how many of them know their goddamn governor?
Yeah. And it's like, if you had term limits on these people too at that point, when you don't have to worry about getting reelected at some point.
Right.
Then maybe you can just focus on actually getting
shit done.
And that's the measure of how you were as that senator.
Right.
How much shit did you get done in your little window that you were here?
Right.
How effective were you?
Right. You have like 2 years, like, you go for it, man. Now,
you think Mitch McConnell's going to try to instate term limits? Fuck no. Are you kidding me? That guy wants to die in Congress. He probably wants to die in the booth. I mean, it's just...
The thing he's doing, a sit-in at the... Like, yeah, he's been sitting there for days. I don't know, he's protesting.
Yeah,
sounds like shit, though.
Yeah. Mitch, you know, the bill, it passed. It was 4 days ago,
Mitch,
right?
Hey.
You know? Yeah, no one's even seen you get up to
You're looking
to the
very blue there.
No, you haven't gone to the bathroom in a day and a half.
Yeah.
What's
very hearty bladder you got. I love the road trip with you.
you know, just prevalent. It's fucking gag. You make it
sound
here.
Like Bane.
I'm done with it. He, what else? I hope he does something about NAFTA, because, I mean, you're right. You're right.
20
when
years
were,
ago.
When we were young, right. They were still making a good amount of shit here. I mean, it was already kind of shifting that way a little bit.
It was the t-shirts was when I started noticing the t-shirts stopped having a little flag on the tag. Mm-hmm. And then you started seeing more of the Made in China, and I was like,
And it's like, and think about it, the last 20 years, think of how much our debt has gone up in the last 20 years.
Right?
The exact same time when we're pushing huge trade deficits every single year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I mean, what are we giving anybody? We're giving them stacks of our money, and we're like, well, give us more things. And
we're giving them our future. That's what we're giving them.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's insane. So
teach the kids, man.
Done with that. Hopefully, we won't pass TPP. The big question is the wall. That's the big question.
That'll get a lot of people working.
He kind of has to do it at this point.
He's got to look like he's trying to get it going, but I don't think he's going to get it.
You don't think it's a big deal for him? You don't think it's one of his top issues that he wants to tackle?
I think there are a lot of the people he exploited who are totally for it because they're stupid. And, yeah, you know what? I'm going to keep that one. And he's because the border stops everyone from the south, right? Mm-hmm. The border doesn't stop rafts from coming from Cuba.
That's true.
They don't stop people from coming from Canada.
Going across Lake Erie.
Like, it doesn't stop the immigration. It just stops people from Latin America. He can look like he's going to go for it, but he's not going to do anything except for the people he exploited in Texas who are maybe a little bit, don't take our guns.
Yeah. I watched this video of James O'Keefe, though, the Project Veritas guy, and he actually crossed the Rio. There's like a part where it gets really shallow and really thin in like western Texas, and he just walks right across, and then that's all you have to do. There's nobody around, there's no border guards, and he's talking to the sheriff of the county or the town or whatever that's closest to there, and the guy says, he goes, no, we have plenty of border guards, they're just nowhere to be found, they're just not around.
Well, like in that area, or is it just not,
it's like
there?
There's people that are being paid, you know, to be border guards.
They're just not doing their job.
They're just not for some reason. They're not being told to.
They don't have a GPS.
Whatever circumstance.
Is that why that show didn't do good?
Whatever political bullshit is going on behind the scene, who knows? But they're just not doing it.
There was a show on Fox recently, a little animated show that didn't do very well. It was also from Seth MacFarlane about the guy who works on the border, and it was like making fun of like the border stuff. But I mean, your statement kind of sounds. I mean, people can cross from Canada to America just by going through certain parts of the woods, and they were doing that to smuggle drugs across. Because Vancouver can't. You can't actually buy. Like, you can smoke weed in Vancouver in Canada, but there's no way to buy and grow it. Mm-hmm. So, where are they getting the weed from? A lot of them, like, it's probably coming from Seattle. So, I mean, people are just going up and going across the border and just, like, I mean, like, so, I mean, that border thing, like you said, it's a big part of his platform. Mm-hmm. He can be like,
I mean, he's almost, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a huge issue for me.
No, I know what you're saying. It was a big thing that people like, he's going to build the wall, he's going to stop the illegal immigration problem, which is not really, I don't think it's a big problem. I think they're doing jobs we don't want to do. Uh-huh. But I think that he can look like he's trying really hard to get it to pass.
Yeah,
but I don't think he can actually get it through. I think it's going to be hard for him to do it. But if he does, there's just a lot of jobs that people can do. It's going to be something stupid. Look, they build most of our houses and our fences. We're not very good at it anymore. True. We don't know how to build it. So
this, to me, is a great opportunity for us to give the robots a try. Actually, here, give them some leeway. You know, because we can't have the illegal immigrant. You know, they're probably not going to want to do it.
No.
So we get like an advanced drone system along. You know, you have drones flying all the time, monitoring, seeing. And then once they see something, then you send out the robots that go and round them up. And, you know, it like shoots, like maybe it shoots one of those nets around them, you know, and the net goes around the person.
I thought you were talking about making the robots build the wall.
No. Well, this is like a digital wall almost, you know? I mean,
Electrical wall, the electric fence for dogs. Well, the collar.
You have the drones spotting people, and then they're sending the actual bots out. I thought they were already using drones,
but I heard that they weren't like doing it because people were weird in Texas and shooting them. Like, I told you, they're all goddamn weird. They're weird.
I could see that, actually.
Yeah, no, that dude was like, you're not going to videotape me and my goddamn jacuzzi and my wife. No, they're shoot it down. I thought that they were using drones for a little bit, but it didn't like last. I remember people freaking, like, most people who were like, shoot the drones down were people who were like, don't cross the border. Like, look, How do we stop them from crossing if you're shooting down robots? Well, don't use the robots.
That's true. But then again, they probably just wanted to do it for target practice.
That's also very true. They're probably also, they had Bud Light.
Yeah.
That's the
truth. Man, that's, I tell you though, that you could, you, but the way how good drones are now, I mean, you
that would make sense for if you want to be a border patrol police officer. If you're like he's saying, they're not on the border. Why aren't they giving them all drones and teach them how to fly them? Yeah.
And then that way you see them when they're a little further out. You say, okay, here's this guy. He's coming in. He should be here in, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Right. Just improve border. Improve it. Don't don't. The wall's so you're stupid. Right.
There's no way we're going to secure our entire border. No. It's just never going to happen.
No. The only way that we're going to secure it is, like, you know, keep controlling.
There's one to secure, though. Southern border.
I mean, you know, Mexico's the fattest nation in the world now because all the Mexicans started going across the border the other way because they're like, there's no jobs here anymore. They're like, and that's, so they're all of our fat Mexicans went over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if I'm not going to be working, at least I'm going to be...
I'm going to be home where it's cheaper. No, it's cheaper. Yeah. It was cheaper. They were like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they were only coming here to send the money back home.
The peso tanked, which
again,
Trump.
Look, the only other solution other than improve the border patrol or build the wall, the only third option is mine. Again, you bring the troops home from the Middle East, you send them south, and you clean up the corruption in the Latin American countries. You make them not want to come north.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, yeah, just get some of these people out of these random bases that they're at. Like, and Trump has talked about that. So again, we. All this shit is, we will have to see. You know, we could sit here and speculate and say, he sucks, he's never going to do it, he's an idiot. But we're just going to have to wait and see, unfortunately. And it's one of those things where you got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
In the meantime, go smoke a bowl, you other states that legalize it, way to go.
Good for you guys, good for you guys.
If, I think if it was like a couple more states legalize it at that point, they're federally going to just flip it because it's not a, there's no point.
It's going to be... It's going to be before the trip to Mars, I think. I really think it will.
But then again, you're
fighting the prison planet, though, too. You're fighting the, you know, for-profit corrections corporations who are housing all these people. You know that over half the people who are in jail are in jail for possession or smoking marijuana?
Yeah, that's the 13th Amendment.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No!
I bet 85% of those people are nonviolent.
What was his name? Cheech or Chong, one of those dudes, he got put in jail for selling accessories for marijuana. He didn't even have marijuana. It was a website. He got put in jail for the website for selling accessories.
Lighters,
like, yeah, the prison system is fucked. That's what black people have been saying for years. Like, yeah, he got me for a doobie and shit. Why he's not over here going? Like, colleges don't have drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't the police in colleges? Yeah. All these college liberals should be going to jail.
That's true, yeah.
It's weird. You're like, what the... Yeah, no, it's... The prison system's stupid. Of course, if I'm Trump, I'd spin it, and then you get the... And then this is what black people fear, is that you spin it, and you put all the prisoners to work at building the wall, and you make Mexico pay them in pesos.
That's what it is, man. That's what a lot of the prisoners are. It's like slave labor, almost, you know?
Yeah, the roadside chain gangy things,
force you into slave labor. But again, there's a place we can cut some money. I mean, it costs like 50 or 60
work off
grand.
Your time.
It costs like 50 or 60 grand to house and feed these people for a year.
Yes, that's what people get mad about.
That's a salary. That's a good salary.
Right, and they're getting government money because a lot of them are private corporations and they're getting kickbacks for being able to do it cheaply and efficiently because it's cheaper than the federal government who only does supermaxes and shit.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, we'll put it this way.
Shoot Trump.
Yeah, don't shoot him. The guy's got a lot of fucking work to do.
Love Trump's hate.
Yeah, exactly. Love Trump's hate, you guys.
Until then, Obama's our president.
Until then, he's still the man. And you know what, guys? Hey, let's just be nice to each other, okay?
Please.
I know we don't all have to be happy with the outcome. That's the democratic process. Everybody's allowed to express their feelings they want. But don't say everybody else is a racist.
Yeah, talk it out, please.
Choose your guy. Okay?
Don't just assume.
Let's stick to the facts here. Let's stick to what's important. And what's important is that we treat each other with respect just because we're all Americans, you guys.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, this shit will blow over. You know, watch a couple seasons of The New Housewives.
Game of Thrones is coming back soon.
Game of Thrones is coming
back. Rick and Morty.
You won't even have to think about politics soon here, you guys. Okay. We already promised we're going to try to go 3 weeks without mentioning this shit.
I'm going to talk about so much more sports.
You guys are going to love it. Relationships, you guys. Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up for you though, guys, because we went a little longer than we anticipated here. And if you're not already fatigued now from this selection shit, you will be pretty soon, I'm sure. But again, guys, just be nice. You know, let's give the guy a chance. I mean, you know, hopefully pussy grabbing won't become an epidemic too soon. You know, we'll see. We'll have to let this one play out a little bit.
Gotta help women flip that on its head.
Ladies, I want to reiterate that I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you guys. Oh, that you guys, it takes courage to not just vote for the one that looks most like you, especially when there's a lot of women who tell you that's what you should be doing. And yeah, I'm proud of you, ladies, especially the white gals and the Asians. So,
shut up.
I had to throw a little something in
you're
there
just trying me. To hope that one of them DMs you at I'm your okay, at your yes.
this is
at
me your Twitter account right now. All right,
what's your Twitter?
What do you want from me, Marcus?
What's your Twitter at Aaron at
I need to make something wait what's your Twitter with, at before
DM him at Aaron_
Aaronberg 16 and it's 16 because when I'm on Twitter I feel like I'm about 16 years old when I
well some of those Asian women and white teacher women might be in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be kind to you guys. All right. Let's not worry about making America great and let's just make it full of decent human beings.
Just make it okay. Right? Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be cool to each other, guys. We'll get through this. Don't worry. Public opinion.
Yeah.
Shapes presidential policy. All right. And not the other way around, you guys. So do not forget that. Racism, it's not open season again. As happy as me and Marcus would both be about that.
Oh, dude, I wanted a race war so bad.
Happening. I don't see it happening.
Race war!
Yeah, right. Get out of here. All right, Earful in the Emerald City. Check us out on Twitter at Earful in E-City. And if you guys got anything you want to talk about on the show, any situation, comments, whatever, you can feel free. You can email us too at emeraldcitypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll answer anything.
Yeah, you can reach out to us that way. Almost done with the best of episode, you guys. So that's coming out soon here. And then again, we're going to probably take a break here for a little bit. But thank you guys for joining us. Episode number 55, post-apocalyptic version. World hasn't ended yet. We'll see how long we can keep that streak alive. Thank you guys for joining us. Be kind to one another. And we will talk to you guys next week.
It's over. Salute.